Welcome back, Dan Bickley, Mike Jarecki, Michael Jack Bauer still to come on the program. You're going to hear from Mitch Lawrence from the New York Daily News. You're going to hear from Steve Kerr talking about the NBA playoffs. We're going to talk a little bit about the Diamondbacks coming up. They're beginning a series in Los Angeles, and they need to get their act together. They're starting to kind of slip here, Mike Jarecki.
Yeah, I mean, the Giants series, okay, and then you go on the road, lose two out of three, so they lost five out of the last six. I mean, Ian Kennedy, he's not looking like an ace right now. Dan, we'll get into that a little bit later in the show.
Our pleasure to welcome in for his debut appearance from James Madison University, newest offensive lineman. He is Earl Watford. Hello, Earl. How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful.
Well, thank you for joining us. We do appreciate it. You like being a Cardinal so far?
Love being a Cardinal.
Do you?
I'm excited.
Tell us about tell us about your opportunity and your thoughts on being here.
Oh, well, I mean, it's a huge accomplishment, you know, being in the NFL for one, and, you know, being with a great organization like Arizona, it's just amazing. I'm so excited to get down there in a couple of days and start working out, start practicing and stuff like that, so I'm excited.
How do you feel in conditioning-wise? I know the heat's a little different out here. I know you guys start working out officially on Friday, but what are your thoughts? How you feeling when it comes to being in shape?
I feel like I'm in great shape. You know, I've been working out every day, about 5-6 days a week, so I'm in great shape when it comes to that. It hasn't been too hot here. It's been about 60 and cloudy now.
Okay.
A little difference on the weather, but, I mean, I'm in great shape.
All right, let's talk about your story. First of all, how did you end up at James Madison? And not a lot of people are familiar with the conference you played in, but you held your own. And then I want to get into what happened at the East-West Shrine Game, because I think that's where you started turning heads in the NFL. How did you end up at James Madison?
Through the entire recruiting process, I took a visit down here. I thought it was a great fit for me. And, you know, the great area is a little different from where I grew up at in Philly.
Mm-hmm.
I just thought, why not get away and meet new people, try something different.
Now, playing in the Colonial Athletic Association, and not a lot of people are familiar with it, but just talk about the competition. My understanding is you played very well against West Virginia, which obviously is a big-time D1 program. What was it like just playing in that conference where maybe you didn't get all the hype week in and week out?
I never looked too much into all the hype of, you know, conferences and teams like that, whether it's FBS, FCS, but, you know, it's a great competition in this league. It's one of the better leagues in football. We got a lot of guys in the NFL from this year and in the past. A few guys from JMU are in the league now. They've been helping me through this process, so that's been very helpful. I'm just excited, you know, to be another guy from the CAA to go into the NFL is great.
Now, one of the things that I'm looking at here, Earl, it's, you know, in the NFL, unlike other sports leagues, some of the best players in history have come from the smallest remote schools, whether we're talking about Walter Payton or Jerry Rice. Do you come into the NFL with a chip on your shoulder, with an additional level of hunger that maybe other guys don't have because you don't have that pedigree, so to speak?
Well, my old thing is, you know, you can only do one thing. You can only control what you can control. I plan on getting to Arizona and finding my place and trying to be the best player I can be to help the team win the Super Bowl. Whether, you know, I have a chip on my shoulder, I've always had that. Not just because of the school I went to or the conference I played in, but just because I have a hunger to be successful and be one of the greatest players I can be. So.
All right, when it came to the East-West Shrine Game, just talk about how you performed, you know, leading up to the game, and obviously people are looking at that tape, and it sounds like a lot of NFL teams, you were able to turn their heads. How did you feel that you performed that week, and including the game?
Oh, I did well. I didn't play in the game. Tweaked my groin that week, but I did all the practices and stuff like that. So I just wanted to go down there and showcase what I had to offer for teams who – were looking and wanted to know what type of player I was. You know, I'm a guy who likes to fly around as a lineman. I like to run around and make plays and have fun.
Now I
work hard day in and day out.
Now, I've seen pictures of you from the combine. You're not kidding. You are in great shape. I've also heard that that you got a little mean streak in you, and that's a good thing for offensive linemen to have. Tell us about that.
Could you repeat that?
Offensive linemen, it's really good for them to have mean streaks. I hear you have one of those. Tell us about it.
I'm an energetic guy. So I like to, you know, I've always been athletic, and I've always wanted to kind of change how people look at linemen, all the just big fat guys who just block all the time. Mm-hmm. Well, we make plays. So I see myself as a playmaker as well, even though I never touched the ball.
All right, how much have you learned from Trey Thomas, a guy that spent a long time in the National Football League? What are you working with? Were you working more on technique, footwork, hand placement? What are some of the things was able to teach you?
Pretty much everything that I needed to make that first transition into mm-hmm. the NFL with footwork, hand placement, just technique stuff, and just about the game, how you're supposed to handle things and dealing with people and the transition from college to the NFL. It's a big difference, and mm-hmm. to have his help, his expertise was huge, because I've been handling things well, and I'm just excited to get there and start.
All right, now when it comes to what James Madison, the offense ran, were you guys running a lot of zone blocking schemes? You think that's more suitable for you? Do you like running that kind of offense?
We ran that zone a lot. We ran a lot of different offensive plays and stuff like that, but for the most part, we have been majority of our runs are zone runs. Am I comfortable with it? Yes, and I'm comfortable with everything else that needs to be run.
All right, well, you can maybe correct me on this. So is it true you didn't give up a single sack in college or just one?
They say I gave up one. They say I gave up one.
Who's they?
Whoever's keeping the stats. But
that's, you know, pretty impressive,
that's a,
though.
That's a huge,
right, go ahead.
I mean, that's a huge accomplishment, I guess. I don't think I gave up the sack, but I'll take it.
Now, I also noticed that you bench pressed 24 reps at the combine. I mean, I think that speaks volumes. So you got the power and you can play in that zone blocking scheme. And whether you gave up one sack or zero sacks, I think that speaks volume. And it was interesting. How much interest did the Cardinals show in you, whether it was at the combine or the East-West, the week you were there? I mean, did you know the Cardinals had interest?
Well, I mean, they brought me in for a meeting. And, you know, they went really well. But, I mean, this whole process, I didn't know who was interested, just kind of blind to it all, just making sure I was handling my business off the field and, you know, working out and stuff like that. So for the most part, I was just going with the flow, seeing how things went, and was waiting for my name to be called.
Nice. Well, I look forward to seeing you on the field, Earl. Thank you so much for your time today. Welcome to Arizona. We'll catch you down the road.
Thank you very much.